the horse pen and the cattle pen.
Did y'all ever raise cotton?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of work do you have to do to raise cotton?
Yeah, that's just in the cotton. The cotton farmer, the cotton raiser, or yeah, the cotton man or family, planting and raising cotton. That was always quite an interesting thing. The land had to be cultivated, put into cultivation in fall by doing some deep plowing with a heavy plow and two horses hitched to the plow, and then again in the spring plow that same land once more, so as to get the spring rains to soak into the soil, and then when the cotton planting time came along, usually in late April or in early May, then the seed had to be put into the plowed rows, opened for that purpose, and within 3 or 4 weeks the seed would come up, and the seed was put in quite thickly by hand. So in the event some of the seed would not come up, there would be some at least that would, but usually they were too many in a row, so they had to be thinned. And I believe it was 4 to 5 inches apart, so you had a hole of that width, and you would walk along the row and hoe out the smaller plants, so as to leave the larger plant standing about 4 to 5 inches apart. Mm-hmm. And then, if it was a very favorable season, that the cotton would grow well, it was then probably necessary to go and thin out one more in between three plants and take out the middle plant, so as to give the others the room to grow larger branches and put on more blooms and more bowls and eventually more cut. To a row more pounds of cotton. And then of course came the cotton picking time. We children too would have to go and help pick the cotton. Papa and Mama would be of course the first ones in the field, and we children to follow. And there's usually a wagon in the middle of the field, then when you got from the end of a row to the middle of the field of the row, then you would take that sack of cotton, and Papa would weigh to see how many pounds it was, and then the sack would be emptied into the wagon. Mm-hmm. And then we kids would have to climb up and into the wagon to trample the cotton down so we could get 1,400 to 1,500 pounds onto a wagon to make a 500-pound bale of gin cotton.
Uh-huh.
1,500 pounds of cotton would produce 500 pounds of lin and 1,000 pounds of seed, cotton seed.
That much seed, I had no idea.